back. Episode 359. It's Red Notice. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego, Mr. Button all the way up to the top. With me is Tifflebot, the sensitive one herself. What's happening, Tiff?
Sensitive and on a fucking deadline.
On a deadline.
Making everybody go quick.
Yeah.
I have a question before we get any further into this episode.
Yes, ma'am. I'm listening.
And even though I've watched the whole movie and I realize we're going to talk about it later, what is a red notice?
I think it's the notice that Interpol puts out for the most top fugitives.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. And not to overshadow, we have a special guest.
We do. We have family member Liza Raphael back in the house. What's up with you, Liza?
Hi, everybody. Glad to be back. Very, very excited to be here for this episode.
Don't you fucking lie about how excited you are to talk about Red Notice.
There's a reason why you don't know what the Red Notice is if you like weren't looking at the screen during the first 5 minutes of the movie. It's text on
not.
Screen.
It, like, I was it, not.
Literally, they had to put the text on the screen to explain it to you because they do not say it one time in the whole movie.
Okay. Because during the beginning of this movie, I was looking down. So, my bad.
Okay. So, in the news today.
All right.
So, this week, they dropped a second Spider-Man trailer that said, you know, there's not much news, but it was very intriguing to me. So, because this movie comes out like next month. So this, we'll want to talk about that a little bit.
These are some quick, yes. When we get to that news, I have things to fucking say.
Yes. And so then there's a little Blade news, just a quick announcement. So it's not really news. It's just a cast announcement. So we'll talk about that when that comes around. And because Liza was back on a show and I know she's a Mandalorian fan, and so I can feel like a Star Wars fan without judgment. Boba Fett, the trailer that came out a couple of weeks ago. So that's for me and Liza's listening pleasures, because Tiff hasn't. I think she's. You won't watch one episode of The Mandalorian, so, you know.
I've seen like four total. Isn't there two seasons?
Yes, it's two seasons.
Yeah. I've seen four out of the number that there are now.
And that was probably to satisfy a one shot.
I've seen enough.
So there we have it. That's the show for the day, and saying that stuff, are y'all ready to roll?
Fucking duh.
Yep.
Duh! Let's go. So, returning from our break, listening to the cool tunes, it's time for some social media shout-out. Our guest, could you tell people about your movie company and the things that you're doing?
Yes, so my film is called Love Happens, and you can check out what's going on there at lovehappensfilm.com, or if your social media preferences, you can look on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Love Happens Film. Check back there for any news about what's coming up next. Right now, We don't have anything on the radar in the immediate future, but definitely keep yourself informed there.
We'll stick by and wait for the next sci-fi adventure that you'll be offering for everyone. Tifflebot, what's up with our social media?
And congratulations to Love Happens Films, because you guys won an award at the Queen's Film Festival, right?
We did at the Queen's Film Festival. We just found out about the Detroit Trinity Film Festival that happened back in August, but they just told us that we won an Independent Spirit Award, so that was really, really cool to find out about, even though it was a couple months later.
Congratulations.
So, cool. So congratulations, yeah.
Thank you.
Social media.
While we haven't had any awards given to us, you can still get to us at fansonpatrol.com. You can email us at fans@fansonpatrol.com. That's F-A-N-S. At fansofpatrol.com, and then get to us on all social medias at Fans of Patrol on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and listen to us on your favorite listening platform, which you're probably doing right now. Subscribe to our YouTube and check out our Patreon, because for as little as a dollar a month, you can hear some extra content. We have quite a few episodes now, and if you have any questions about that, let us know.
Dropping later today, a fresh new Patreon, so there we go. And
a freshie.
The rewards of the fans calling us pieces of shit is enough for me. That's all I need to hear.
Somebody call us a piece of shit?
It happens from time to time.
What did we do? Why did we? Who called us a piece of shit?
Oh, God, I'm talking to the wrong person about this. Let's, moving on. Let's see. So
is it because we didn't release a Patreon?
Oh my god.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just gonna have anxiety for the rest of the episode. We've been from being in a good mood to being in a bad mood. Hooray.
Yeah. So, man, Spider-Man is coming, right? It's been a while for Spider-Man, and Marvel is rolling 100 miles per hour this year. A lot of Marvel things coming out, but I guess because this is Sony Marvel, it count but doesn't count. So checking out this trailer, there's more of what you want to see. I'm getting a little nervous that I might have saw the whole movie, and I'm hoping I'm not. Our guests, what do you think of this? I mean, it's a lot, Tiff. They you know, I'm kind of like, y'all showing the whole everything. Anyway, Liza, have you seen any of the Spider-Man movies or anything like that?
Yes, I have. Okay. I am caught up on those, and this trailer showed you a lot of what's happening, and there were moments where, like, I was getting confused about which Spider-Man, like, each person belonged to. And so I'm like, am I going to need to have a spreadsheet when I'm watching this movie? Because it's like, all right, these are from the Tobey Maguire one. These are from the Andrew Garfield one.
Yeah.
Are these ones from this guy? Like, are they supposed to be together? But ultimately, I just think we should have gotten a sequel to Into the Spider-Verse.
That's actually
version of the multiverse.
It's actually slated to happen. I think it's they are doing that, the cartoon. So that will be
cool. Okay. Well, that will definitely be good. I do want to mention there was a post from Lil Nas X with him and Tom Holland and Andrew Garfield, and he's like, "I'm playing Miles Morales," and I just couldn't stop laughing.
Right.
So I would love to see it. That's really good. That's a nice. I do like Lil Nas X.
So
I know that he's not doing it, but I would love to see that. What do I think about this? Yes. Oh, I have a lot to say. You don't have to worry. Okay. Yes. First and foremost, there, like you said, this is the second trailer. Why? It was released in such quick succession. The last trailer was released like 3 weeks ago. I don't need another trailer. Like, so the two trailer system used to work for a society in which we were not seeing movies for a year and a half to 2 years. And even then I was like, if you have to have two trailers, maybe don't release your trailer until 6 months before the movie comes out. Genius.
Yeah.
Anyway, so here we fucking come. We've got this movie coming out really quickly. And they're like, how about two? How about no? When I watched the fucking first trailer, I was like, this is confusing and mysterious, but I already know, but I like what's happening. I'm engaged with the characters. I already know them. I'm sold. So you were good. You sold me. We're good. And then, like you said, they were like, guess what was mysterious in that first trailer is going to be explained in the second one. That's what the movie's for, you fucking idiots. Why are you doing this?
Oh my God.
Why are you doing, what is the purpose of this? The only purpose of this would be to remind people about something that they have forgotten. I haven't had time to forget.
Yeah, Tiff.
I already
excellent
points. The first trailer came out like not that long ago.
Yeah.
God, I'm so angry.
Yeah, excellent points. This trailer honestly should have a disclaimer. You know, for fans of the genre, please don't watch, because this is for the grandmas who don't watch, you know, these type of movies. They might say, well, maybe I'm gonna go watch that Spider-Man. It looked pretty good, because you basically spoon.
But I don't think that,
you know, major plot points in this trailer. So
I don't think that this trailer would be less confusing to people, because it introduces more of the concept of the multiverse. And let me tell you something, most people are not going to understand that concept, because it's kind of stupid to begin with. Okay. Yeah. It's like based on like real science that, you know, parallel, quote unquote, science, like real parallel universe, or the fact that we don't really know, and blah, 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 blah. But it doesn't matter. You're not making any more sense to anyone. But that being said, if you're asking me if I am excited to see Doc, yes.
So in the barbershop, an old man would say, you see that movie that's coming out? They got a lot of Spider-Man? I want to see that. That, I mean, that's they wouldn't even think about all the multiverse and shit. They got more than, we got lots of Spider-Man. And so, yeah, I think this is...
That's exactly right. I want to see the movie with all the Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's and that'll be good enough. But I will say, Zendaya, she kind of shined in this for me. I love seeing her on a screen and playing this character. She's so delightful, you know. So, that's it. That's all I had.
Well, no, I think that also when you watch this trailer, you are reminded, like Liza said, that there have been so many Spider-Men. And I used to make this kind of joke that, like, if you are kind of in my age group, you can measure your life in Spider-Men.
Huh.
Right? You're like, yeah. I have lived through, like, 4 Spider-Men. Spider-Man. I'm sorry. Every time we talk about Spider-Man,
that song come up. So yeah, man. So enough of that. But just, I don't want to. I definitely won't watch anything else if I see Spider-Man. That's enough.
If they release something else, I will lose my fucking mind. Are you kidding me? You're like, I'm not gonna watch anything else. I hope there's nothing else to watch besides the movie.
They'll start doing TV trailers and stuff like that before it comes on. You know they will.
Yeah.
Yep. So
yes, we're all sad now. Let's talk about something else.
Okay, real quick, I was just thumbing through the news yesterday, and I saw this because I haven't been on social media that much recently. So we were just talking about Marcella Ali with that stuff with the hot ass wife last week. So the timing was perfect, because we had the dirty bathwater moment. But then we have Delray Lindo, who we just, you know, was just standing up and applauding for the Five Bloods. And all of a sudden, he's all week long, I guess they've been like, he's in negotiations. So I guess the deal was closed. He's going to be in Blade. Please make this man Whistler. I don't know what his role is going to be. But Whistler would be great. What are you thinking about this, Tiff?
Well, you know that I have recently, I have liked Delray Lindo, but like I've recently become maybe obsessed with Delray Lindo.
Oh, really? Yeah, he's a great dude. Great actor. That's for sure.
So when I saw, I didn't even read the headline. I just saw him and I was like, Delray Lindo. And so I'm actually really excited about this. I think we've talked about this. I love Blade anyway. Yeah. So I don't think a reboot is bad. And I know there's like some Wesley Snipes. I know there was like he wanted to be Blade. And I wouldn't have thought that was bad. I would have think they would have gone a different direction with it. But I'm excited to see
if they recast Tobey Maguire, Wesley, you didn't have a goddamn chance, so get out of here.
They would have had to make it old Blade. That would be a bad thing.
I don't want to see no old man.
But he's not supposed to age that fast, right? Because
He's still supposed to be a young buck. Yes. Yes, yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Liza.
So I've never seen Blade. I'm interested.
Ooh.
I need to figure out like where
Liza
is streaming.
Liza, just go Blade 1 and Blade 2. Hope, but especially Blade 1.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor. Those two movies, Mamma Mia, it's so good.
And
they hold up.
I'll go check it out.
They hold up too.
But it looks like this is going to be a great cast. So
Yeah.
Do you know, is this a proper Marvel movie or is this like some like Sony hybrid or coming from a different studio?
No, it's not Marvel Studios.
It's Marvel.
Yep, 100%.
Yeah, but I think they're going to be like, is it a rated R one?
I thought the first Blade was rated R and then they went to PG-13s, I think. So who knows what they're going to do?
Which, you know, Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. Deadpool
may actually be a vampire because he is in Blade 2?
He's Blade 3.
Blade 3, excuse me, and he looks the same.
Yeah, he don't age. He's like a fine wine, Tiff.
Yeah. He looks better now than he did before anyway.
Yeah.
So that's moving on.
So that's
moving on from Horny Town, USA. just tracking on. This was just, we were blowing through there on the highway. Okay. I took a momentary pit stop at Horny Town, USA, and now we're gone.
It's all good, Tiff. It's all good.
He'll be back later because he's in the movie later. You guys.
So,
anyway.
I think I know what Tiff's one word is.
I am a perfect person. I am nice. I am good. I have never once been horny ever.
Okay. Moving on. So, a few weeks ago, they kind of surprised me because I had the Boba Fett thing was off of my radar. Because it's going to be a while before we get a new season of Mandalorian, but because I think they're doing all this other stuff. So you watched the entire seasons of the Mandalorian, right, Liza?
Yes, I did.
So, okay. So then at the end, they had the little Boba Fett stingers, spoilers for those who never got into it. What the hell did you think of this trailer?
I thought it looked very cool. I thought it seemed to lean a little bit more on practical effects, which I always think is better for Star Wars in general, especially because we know, like, okay, not only did I watch all of The Mandalorian, I also watched all of the behind the scenes show that they did about The Mandalorian.
Yes, good shit. And that big screen.
It's interesting. Okay, yes. It's called The Volume, the space that they shoot in, where they just project all of the backgrounds. Everything is shot inside. I want that.
It looks so good.
I want that.
Looks so good.
For me, in my apartment. I want to make movies this way. It's really incredible. So highly recommend checking it out. But so with this, and I also like the actress Ming-Na Wen, who she's been in Agents of the Shield. She's the voice of Mulan. Like, she's done a lot of stuff in the nerd fan universe. And so I'm excited about it.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it looks like perfection, man. I mean, that's all I can say. I mean, it really just looks like perfection. It's what I always wanted. You know, when you watched Star Wars as a kid, and then you grew up, and you just wanted it to grow up with you. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, shit gets cooler, and you know, heads start flying off, and then the Phantom Menace comes around, and you're just like, God damn it, you know, God damn it, but The Mandalorian has recaptured, in my opinion, you know, all the joy that older Star Wars fans can get into, and younger ones too. But, you know, I think old, you know, people who grew up with this stuff appreciates this with the practical effects and the grittiness. And the stories don't have to be about saving the entire universe. You know, it could just be about this thing. And I love it. I can't wait to see this. Mm-hmm. I can't wait. Tiff, it's okay if you don't have a comment, but do you have any comments?
That's really fucking rude of you not to give me a chance to talk about how boring this fucking movie is. Like, honestly, when I saw this, I watched the trailer, and I guess because I didn't... Here's the thing. I have seen Star Wars, obviously.
Of course.
Seen all the movies.
Of course.
But I am not well-versed in, like, if you're like, what planet did that happen on? No fucking clue. Oh, yeah. As we've discussed previously, I can barely name any planets from the show. However, that being said, taking that into account, I don't know anything about the lore or, like, extra stuff. And so I think that when I watched this, I was just really confused by what was even happening. I was like, I know who Boba Fett is. I'm not stupid. But I'm, like, watching this and I'm, like, confused. And a little bit bored.
Oh, damn.
Like, it's a bad combo for me because it's kind of like, it has a feeling of like an old, like, old television show that like my grandpa would watch, but it's been made for nerds. Does that make sense? Like, it feels kind of like, I don't want to say MASH because that's not the vibe.
No, it's more like, it's a Western. It's a Western.
Yeah. But like a boring.
100%.
And I'm sorry. I hope that here's the thing. Everyone's going to hate me for that, but I'm allowed to think it's boring and to wish you all good luck and how much you're going to enjoy it. Look, more for you to enjoy. You know what I mean? Like you should all just go with it, enjoy it, and live your life. But I'm going to be over here doing something else because it seems like a waste of time.
Throwing my co-host a life preserver and pulling her out of that muck. Let's move. That's going to do it for the news. So anyway, man.
Woo!
So that's the news for this week. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back because we got a game, man. So hold on to your ponies. We have returned from the smoke, and it's time for the game. This is Facts on Patrol. If you're new to the show, thank you. thank you for giving us a chance. We love you. And if you're new, we play games sometimes. Sometimes we watch TV shows. This middle section is kind of up for grabs. Anyway, so this is Facts on Patrol. We're doing movie trivia that involves heist movies. So in this segment, I'm going to give our contestants, Tiffelbot and Liza, a list of actors and a year. And they can either answer straight out and grab 2 points, or they can ask a multiple choice. And if they get the the question with multiple choice, then it's 1 point. If they don't get anything, they don't get shit, obviously. So
just like in real life, you suck.
Right. There's no points for second. So anyway, man, we're going to start with our guests. And so these are the actresses in the movie. So 2001, Kirk Russell, Kevin Costner, and Courtney Cox. Straight out or multiple choice?
Multiple choice.
3,000 Miles to Graceland, Reindeer Games, Bandits, or The Lookout?
3,000 Miles to Graceland.
She guessed it, but she got it.
Oh, shit. See, I was like, maybe I'll have a chance, but I heard all of that and I haven't seen any of those.
I knew that Kurt Russell was in that movie. When you said Courtney Cox, I was like, scream. Like, I don't know.
Courtney Cox has been in movies. Just kidding.
Yeah. I really like 3,000 Miles to Graceland. Really like it. They all dress up like Elvises and do heist. It's pretty good. So.
Oh, no. Okay.
In Vegas. So, Tiffelbot.
Yeah. I picked up on that. Yeah, I'm ready.
1989, Sean Connery, Dustin Hoffman, and Matthew Broderick.
And what year is this? I'm sorry.
1989. Another summer. Sound of the Funky Drummer.
I don't know. Can you give me a multiple choice, please?
Rough Cut. Heist. Family Business. Buster. Those were the four names.
Family Business. Family Business.
She guessed it. 1 point.
Whoa! We're so powerful.
1990. Bill Murray. Gina Davis. Randy Quaid and Jason Roberts.
Oh, I need multiple choice.
A Fish Called Wanda, Quick Change, Family Business, The Getaway.
The Getaway?
That is not correct. Not correct.
Ooh.
The answer to the question was Quick Change. Mm. Okay. Tiffelbot, 2004, Tom Hanks.
Okay.
Tom Hanks, Marlon Wayans. Irma P. Hall and J.K. Simmons.
Marlon Wayans and Tom Hanks are in a movie together?
Obviously.
Lord have fucking mercy. This is a heist film.
Yep.
Well, that's not right. I remember him being in that movie.
If you're going to answer straight out, check you out.
I'm still going to say the Da Vinci Code. That's what I'm going to say.
That's what you're going to say? You don't want multiple choice?
Give me the fucking multiple. I don't care.
The Score. The Lady Killers. Sure.
That's it. It's the Lady Killers.
You are correct. Goodness gracious. You're crazy.
Because that's a, do you remember that? It's a funny movie. It's set in the South in the past. Yes. I've never seen it. I don't want to see it, but I remember the cover.
Okay. So Liza, 2011, Eddie Murphy, Ben Stiller, and Casey Affleck.
Oh my gosh. I think I remember the trailer for this, but I don't remember what it's called. Can you do the multiple choice?
The Taking of Pelham 123, Tower Heist, The Art of the Steal, The Town.
Tower Heist.
You are absolutely right.
Good.
Yeah.
The Tower Heist. Wow. Look at you go.
Yeah, I remember it's like they're on top of a building. Yep. That's in the trailer. So that's how I got the tower.
Nice. That answer. Deductive reasoning.
Yes.
Tiffelbot. 1998. George Clooney, Jennifer Lopez, and Vin Rhames.
Oh, I know this fucking movie. What is it called?
I know too.
Oh my God. What is this movie? You have to give me multiple choice. I'll never think of it.
The Getaway. Out of Sight, Ronin, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Out of Sight.
It is Out of Sight.
Yes!
Oh, shoot, check it out. Okay. 2001, Liza. George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Julia Roberts, and Matt Damon.
This is bullshit! This is bullshit!
That is my movie.
Listen, if all of the were all of the multiple choices different Oceans movies, because that's the only way that that would have even been a hard question to answer.
Tifflebot. 2007. George Clooney.
Yep.
Brad Pitt. Matt Damon and Michael Mantel.
No! Listen.
Wait a minute. Liza, did you answer that question straight out?
Yes, I did.
She did. So, is this Ocean's 13?
Look at Tifflebot.
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay, just two more questions. So, Liza, 1975.
Okay.
Al Pacino, John Cazale, Penelope Allen, and Sally Boyer.
I think I know what this is.
You should.
I want to get multiple choice just so I don't like show my whole ass.
The Getaway. Kelly's Heroes, The Thomas Crown Affair, Dog Day Afternoon.
It's Dog Day Afternoon.
It absolutely is Dog Day. I'm surprised you didn't get that.
I mean,
she knew it. She wanted to be sure.
I wanted to confirm because I don't like I knew the first two, but I wasn't sure about the other two actors.
And Tifflebot, the last question. 1968. Steve McQueen.
Well, that's rude. But go on.
Steve McQueen. Faye Dunaway with her fine ass. And Paul Burke.
Okay.
Paul Burke was the last one.
Who was the first one?
Steve McQueen, Faye Dunaway, and
Paul
Burke.
Oh, is it Bullet?
No. It is not Bullet.
Is Steve McQueen in that movie?
He's in Bullet, but
yeah,
this
is
not
Hell
Bullet.
Hell yeah. You know what? I am so proud of myself. Look at me go. No, I don't know what it is. I already guessed, so I lost the point. But tell us what the multiple choices are.
Well, the answer is The Thomas Crown Affair.
Oh, I wouldn't have never have guessed that.
Really? Okay.
I didn't realize it was him in that one.
That's been remade, right? That's been remade with
Pierce Brosnan.
Yes. So that is it. That's the game, man. Let me see. Who won? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It's a tie.
There's no winner here.
We're both like equally good and bad at heist movies.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Unlike Montego, having a tie with Liza does not bother me. Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations to you too.
Thank you.
Congratulate each other for losing. So that's all fine by me.
We didn't lose. We crossed the finish line together holding hands.
Oh, we both got to answer an Ocean's question. We are both winners.
Well, there y'all go. So that's Facts or Patrol. I wish it could have been a little bit more exciting for the audience and we had a winner that can do the victory dance. However, y'all both nailed those straight out questions, and that's where the change came. So, man, we're going to take our final break, and we're going to come back with this movie that's also a heist movie. We'll be right back. All right, man, we are back. It's time for the Big Daddy. It's time for the movie, man. So this week on the show, we went to Netflix for almost free. And we all watched Red Notice, starring some Big Daddy stars. Pretty much the only reason why we watched it. 2021, PG-13, 1 hour, 58 minutes. An Interpol agent tracks the world's most wanted art thief. That's it. Comedy, crime, thriller. Tiff, who's in this movie?
So it's Dwayne The Rock Johnson, which as we know has no longer puts The Rock in his name. So Dwayne Johnson. Ryan Reynolds, Gal Gadot, Ritu Aryan, Chris, I am not going to say this right. It's a Greek name. Diamantopoulos. Excuse me if that's wrong. It's very long and there's a lot of vowels in it.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds Greek.
So, man.
As a person with a Greek last name, I can say that.
But also, I mean, it's just factually accurate. There's a lot of vowels in there. There's a lot of vowels in my last name.
Okay. So.
But I'm not Greek. I'm French.
Well, I'm not black. So let's move on. So.
Jesus fucking Christ. I'm black. Let's move on.
So,
So none of your white nonsense.
Okay. It's the funniest fucking thing I've ever heard on the show.
Before we go 100%, it is time for one. While Tiff is getting herself together, our guest, one word.
It is fine. Fine is my one word. And I don't mean that in the like, fine. I don't mean that. Yeah. I mean fine.
Yeah. I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. Mm-hmm. It's getting right there. Tiff, what's your one word?
So it's hard for me to give a one word for this because, so my one word is, I'm going to say baloney. And I'm not saying that because, I am not saying baloney because it's hooey, but when I was watching this movie, I watched it with Mike and he was like, this is really stupid. And while I was watching it, I was like, yeah, I mean, it is stupid, but it's also, it kind of just is giving you what everything that you're looking at is what you're getting, right? It's a bologna sandwich. Yeah. I'm not going to complain about it because I already knew what I was getting when I looked at it. It's fine. Like Liza said, it's just there. It is. It is what it is.
Yeah. I think we're going to have a three-way agreement. My one word was adequate, but not a bad adequate. It reminded me of National Treasure. I mean, so they have their fun moments and what it
How dare you?
No. National Treasure is a much better movie than this.
How dare you?
What it did, enough for me to enjoy it. But will I remember this or want to watch it again? No. Probably not, you know. And
well,
go ahead.
If I may be so bold as to come in here and say this to you, mm-hmm. while I was watching it, I'm thinking, feeling the same as you were, like, I wasn't bored.
No.
Right? I wasn't miserable.
No, not at all.
But I wasn't like, boy, if there was a second one, I'd be watching it right now.
Yeah.
Do you know, does
absolutely
that make sense?
Not. Yeah. Absolutely not. I mean, this is a one and doneer, and that's fine. And the stars who were in it carried the movie, you know, and even some of the you know, places they were supposed to be at was exotic enough. And so it was fine. So I agree with Liza on that, but no way did it blow me away at all. That I was like, well, God, and, you know, this is, I think Netflix and I think Ryan Reynolds, and the only thing I can compare it to that I'm looking for the next is that that one movie he was in with Michael Bay that just blew my...
But that was better.
Oh, it blew my head off. You know, that movie was ridiculous and I want more of that. But, I don't know if I'm looking for that now. I see Ryan Reynolds on Netflix. I'm like, where's Six Underground? Where's Six Underground? I'm looking for that. And, you know, you're not getting that. That's for sure. So... let's hit those spoilers so we can get into it and start off with the movie. Where they...
Well, before we start that, can I ask you guys what you think this movie cost to make?
It's the most expensive purchase that Netflix has made out of any movie because they bought it from Universal. Universal kind of dumped it on them.
What about the Knives Out deal? Wasn't that expensive?
Knives Out?
I think, but that's two movies. And I believe that Universal shot the movie first and then sold it to Netflix for distribution.
Got it.
They knew nobody was going to go to see this in the movie theater.
$200 million.
Well, a lot of that was probably salary, to be honest with you. You know.
Yeah, it's like, you know, how big is that green screen that they used? It's like... they didn't use it on the people doing the digital rendering of the images behind them because it's fake. All of it's fake. There's no way that they were not in Atlanta shooting this whole thing.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So there's just a big giant green room, basically.
Yep.
So let's move on, man. So the movie starts and they give this history of the egg, which went way too long, man. Goodness gracious, Cleopatra, all this stuff,
and Mark Antony, which by the way, so a little behind the scenes, I just used the plot of Wikipedia to help me go along with this movie. And in this plot for the Wikipedia, they say 2,000 years ago, Marcus Antonius gifted Cleopatra three bejeweled eggs as a wedding gift symbolizing his devotion.
Oh, wow. That's...
Bop, bop. Why are you doing this?
Yeah.
And you want to, and also to like go a little bit into the future, the whole point of them like finding these eggs is to give to a guy who's going to give them to his daughter. So he's comparing himself to like the lover of his daughter. Like that's like his daughter's name is Cleopatra.
Yeah.
That is true. It's a little
Mark Anthony was her lover, even though she married somebody else. Like it's all real gross.
So,
and it's the weird, but and then they're one that they just want to make money. And it's, I think like, it's weird to think like for me that there's people out there who have this kind of money.
They out there, yeah. Tiff. That's for sure.
So I know.
Quickly after the long history lesson, we finally get our heist in progress. We get our hero, supposedly. We get our hero that's running in with a group of cops into a museum to stop a heist because, you know, crimes of finance is more important than any other crime in the world. So John Hartley comes in there with the inspector. And they're trying to stop this thief that happens to be in a room. And then, you know, we do the Inspector Clouseau, the Sherlock Holmes with the Coke on the egg and it melts. And there's Ryan Reynolds and he takes off running. So then we have this redunculous chase through the art museum. And it's always a section in movies where it's an unfinished part of a art museum
that can be trashed. 1,000%.
Yep.
So if we're stealing something, there's scaffolding in here somewhere.
There's scaffolding somewhere. Always.
And I do, one thing I will say about this beginning chase scene that I did appreciate is that I do sometimes think that like they don't always focus on the fact that like, okay, so Ryan Reynolds, quote unquote, did some stuff that like a small person can do.
Yeah.
That like The Rock could just physically not do. So yeah. That was like the difference between like their skill set, right? Was that he was, so for lack of a better word, he's a sexy cat burglar. and then Special Agent John Hartley, which is The Rock's character, is big. He's beefy.
Yeah. 100%.
Does that go without saying?
It does. But anytime I see him kind of like trying to like get to catch anyone, I'm kind of like, no.
Yeah, unless you're flat out on the field running like a freight train, he ain't catching nobody. And but I did, even though the scaffolding and all that stuff was cliche, I enjoyed it. He escaped, and I thought it was
cool. Yeah, I thought this was kind of fun. That's what I'm saying. When you're watching this movie, you're not like, oh, Oscar, but you're like, yeah, it's passable. It's doing the thing that this does.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. So
it does, the problem I start to engage with in this movie, which we'll talk about later, is it tries to make you think that it tries to sell you on how clever it is by telling you it's clever.
Yes, that is definitely a problem.
And I'm like, I don't, if it's clever, I will find that out by myself without you having to tell me.
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's all good. So then there's another scene that happens where they actually catch up with Nolan, then that the inspector and John Hartley, and you know, at his house, and he's, you know, spending money and feeling good, and he's captured Eliza, you know, and the egg is taken, and I'm a fool at this part because I didn't see any of this stuff, I didn't suspect anything when the egg is stolen and they get there and he's an escape artist. One thing I will say about Nolan Booth that I really liked was that him getting caught was always part of his plan. So it wasn't like, you know, he didn't care about getting caught. I like that about the character because it was just like, that's kind of cool. You know, whatever. What about you? I do too.
But I think that like it would be better if less the fact that that would be a plan, because that's, you cannot control that, and more that he is just ready in case it does.
Yes.
But this, that's the difference in this film, is that they make you believe that he just, that he built that into his plan when it's like, well, impossible. Right. So then, basically, he gets arrested, and then the bishop steals the egg, and then we find out that basically John Hartley has been framed. What she does is that she deposits some money in his bank account, erases his history, and makes it look like he's been lying about being a special agent.
Now, how does this strike you, Liza?
So they both go, so long story short, Booth and Hartley end up in the same prison, the same kind of, like, I guess it's kind of like a gulag. Right? Because it's off the charts. Yeah. It's not part of the government. I don't understand.
Like,
but
a Siberian. It's like the same place that they go in Black Widow. But the thing for me, there are like little details that, you know, I was like, print tickets? Why does he have a print ticket? It's 2021. Nobody does that anymore. Like, you could just say, like, I'm getting on a plane. You don't need that prop. But yeah, there were some things that I felt like were kind of clunky, especially every time you're in a different location, they put text on the screen to tell you where they are. I'm like,
oh, that was it was a lot because they changed locations so often. A lot.
They did. It was always like, boom, Milan, this, that, and the other, and with looking
which is
special.
Typical for a heist movie. But I think that because this is kind of a, it's a very fast-paced heist movie, those came in such quick succession that it was almost like, yeah, being hit in the face every 5 seconds by like, and, pow, pow, pow.
Well, let me.
And also the thing is, we know you're not there.
Nah, see, I was fine with that. I was fine with their location.
What if they all just said Atlanta?
No. I would. What if they say Atlanta? Appreciate that more.
Also Atlanta, still Atlanta.
Fancy Atlanta.
Anyway,
yeah.
So, I like, and I know, I really like Ryan Reynolds, and he toned his I don't know, his jokiness was still jokey in this thing, but it was
Are you serious? You cannot be serious.
What do you mean? He wasn't like Deadpool in this damn thing, but I did appreciate his jokes. I did. I appreciated it. They made the movie for me.
I think that it's so funny that you say that, mm-hmm. because the thing I thought while I was watching this movie was, boy, people do not talk like that. Even people who are quippy aren't like, everything he said was quip. So it would be like, are you going to the bathroom? Quip, quip, quip.
I like
are
it.
You, what's this? Quip, quip, I like quip. It. Like, I mean, like, that's just not how people talk.
I liked it. It worked for me.
It got annoying. It started to grate on me.
It was tough on me. I thought that he had like two half jokes that worked for me. Like the joke that he says, he goes, why are you wearing a hairnet? Like, that is funny. But then he says, because you don't have any hair. I was like, you didn't need to do that.
Yeah, sometimes it ruins the joke.
It's like,
yeah.
You undercut yourself there. And that was probably not him. It was probably the writing. So that's where you're like, ugh.
That's the problem I have with, like, not to get derailed because I know we're... But, like, okay. So part of my problem I have with comedy is that, like, the joke is already there. The joke is, why are you wearing a hairnet? We understand that the reason that you say that and that it is funny is because he is bald. Right? But then a lot of times in movies, because they are made for... quote unquote, everyone, as this movie is, they're like, well, some people aren't going to get that it's because he's bald. So we're going to have to drive it on home by saying, you know, because you're bald.
I chuckled and laughed. It was funny to me.
I'm not going to say there wasn't, things that I also like, there was times that there was things that he said that I laughed, but I mean, my God, there's things that my people that I interact with every day, I laugh at what they say. That doesn't make him a fucking comedian or like I'd want to watch him in a fucking movie. You know what I mean? Anyway, but what I'm saying is there were some like genuinely funny parts in this movie. So let's just go ahead and discuss like that they escape from the prison.
I like the prison escape. I like how he ratted him out. I liked it. I thought it was hilarious that he just didn't give a shit and just told immediately. And then next thing you know, they were in there talking to the bishop. Who Gal Gadot was? I think she did pretty good in this role. I like that she had a lot of dialogue.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do we ever learn why she's called the bishop?
Yeah. At the end, they kind of imply the reason. Yeah, so we'll talk about it when we get there. Yeah. But she basically tells them, you know, that like I'm using you and I can tell. She tells Ryan Reynolds' Booth. She says, if you leave with me and help me get the egg, I'll give you 10%, right? But then he's like, no. And they stay in the prison and they devise their own escape plan, which this escape is fine, right? I'm willing mm-hmm. to see there's the things like when you really look at it though, it's stupid because you're like, well, I've been thinking about this. I really dislike movies where they're like, I'm too clever for you because I was doing this the whole time. Well, you wrote that into the fucking movie. Like, what do you mean you're cleverer than me?
Well, I dig shit like that, though. I like when he goes back and explain when they're, you know, they show why he put that rock there, how the wall just fell apart. I dig shit like that. I was like, that's cool. I mean, because it's not like all in
except
your face.
For it was very obvious that little rock. I was like, oh, that's gonna come back later. Like that was. You know, he makes a joke later on where he's like, look for a box that says MacGuffin on it. I was like, that is this whole movie.
Yeah.
The whole movie, I thought that the inspector was in on the whole thing. I really thought that's where I was like,
the cop.
Yeah. I was like, she's working with one of them the whole time, you know, but.
I did too. And I thought, I'm not going to say that I saw 100% what was going to happen in this movie, but it wasn't just when it happened, I wasn't like, wow, this is really taking this and turning it on its ear. I'm like, yeah, that seems like a typical thing that happens in a heist movie. Right.
Yeah.
So,
rocket going through the helicopter because
we can't, we should all try to forget that happened, as I think. But.
That was a laugh out loud moment, but probably not on purpose.
Yeah. I mean, it was so, that is one of the things that, like, it makes me question my movie watching experience because I start to be like, okay, that was stupid, right? But am I supposed to be like, ha ha, that's stupid, right? Are we all in on the joke, yeah, or am I supposed to think that's cool?
That's because,
right? I get a little confused.
That's because the Fast and the Furious exists out there, and there's so many people who are like those fans. When you got characters like this in a movie, they do shit like that to try to appease a larger fan base. And so when I saw that, I was like, oh, that's right, for the Fast and the Furious people right there. That, you know, so they could be like, woo! You know,
I mean, they did fly into space in that last Fast and the Furious.
Ooh, don't remind me, goddammit!
I remember sitting in that movie theater thinking they are not going to space. Ugh. But what's really funny is that, like, before that movie came out and I knew anything about that, I said, what's next? They go to space? Wow. To Mike.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, for fuck's sake.
And a Fiero, of all things, so.
Yes, please, please. We should all get a free lobotomy, okay? Free. Okay?
Exactly.
So anyway, he has this plan. There's this guy which, by the way, the Sotto Voce guy, is that his real voice? I mean, I know it's his real voice, but does he talk like that normally, or does he have to make himself sound like that?
I'm sure he probably put the bass in his voice. Get out of here. Yeah,
because that was really, nobody should know, but I wouldn't even, honestly, I wouldn't even like it if someone talked like that all the time. I'd be like, you have to stop.
Hell, what the hell?
And then, like, that's supposed to be a panty dropper. I'd be like, sir, I'm putting double panties on. Please stop. Okay? That's a double pantier, okay? Anyway, so they go to the masquerade ball, and here is where I would like to say that I did get a genuine laugh, because as The Rock is walking into this fucking masquerade ball, he looks stupid. That mask looks so weird.
Tiny. It
looks
tiny.
They have to make a special mask for his big giant melon.
Yeah, it looks tiny.
And so, like,
tiny.
He's walking in. And we are, like, Mike and I are just, like, laughing and laughing about how stupid he looks. And then when he was like, Mike's like, there's just no way that guy would ever be like, oh, that's not that guy.
Yeah.
Like, so then he walks up to her, the bishop, and she's like, oh, who are you? You know, and she's like, Agent John Hartley? I never would have guessed. That was a genuinely funny moment where they must have realized that it was stupid to even pretend to put that man in a mask. And they're like, well, let's just call ourselves out on it.
Yeah, and let's have some fun with it. So, and that's the kind of shit I appreciate. Yeah, it works.
Yes, 100%. That's what I want to see. I want to see you being a little bit self-aware and being like, but we're just here to have fun, right?
Right.
And if you're inviting me in to have fun with you, then I'm gonna come.
Yeah.
But if you're gonna be like, actually,
this is serious.
then I'm gonna be like, bye bye, bitch.
Yeah.
So, I did enjoy the like all the stuff that they had to do to, like, get into the room, right? That's one of my favorite parts of any heist movie, is when they're like, okay, you have point A, B, and C, and here is the webbing between those things that, like, is going to make it possible for us to, like, skip through the whatever. Yes. Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. So they basically, and my favorite technology in spy movies of any kind is the thumbprint stealing. I don't know why. I enjoy it. So, but the glass breaks for no reason. It doesn't change anything in the movie. It doesn't make anything harder. It was a weird thing to do for me to be like, oh, he's going to cut himself or like something, but nothing happens. They just get in anyway.
Yeah.
And so when they get in there, she's in there, the bishop.
Yeah. Kind of bothered me.
So she's like, there's an easier way.
Yeah, yeah.
To get in, which I guess is to be sexy. That's the easier way to get in. But they're all sexy. So, like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Sexiness is the key.
Can I Can I like walk back a few minutes before this, where they're doing the like tango scene, where it's supposed to be this like big chemistry moment, and I'm like, meh, not really. But then the guy walks over, and I was like, oh my gosh, if he asks to dance with a rock, that would be so much better.
Oh my God, that would have been such a, yes, that would have been a better twist, a better turn.
I like the short man joke in that window. I thought it was hilarious. I laughed out loud for that one because I was like, so true.
I also enjoyed when he said, where'd you learn that in whatever school? And he's like, high school, which is pretty funny. That's a good joke. So that's a good joke. I'm not going to laugh out loud about it, but I'm like, yeah, it's clever. So they're in his, they have a little fight in his vault, which,
yeah,
sure, fine. Uh-huh. I do. Here's the thing. I have become property destruction anxious.
Yeah, yeah.
In movies, the older I get, where I see things being ruined and I'm like, oh God. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like
100%.
So they fight in there and it's not a bad fight scene. And then it turns out that Bishop reveals that she is working with Sotto Voce.
Yeah. Yeah. She's working with everybody. So that just started getting,
here's the thing. There's just no way that everyone in whatever kind of bizarre underground ring of whatever this is wouldn't have any idea. First of all, he's gigantic. She's sexy as hell. Everywhere they went, people would be like, oh, those are the two people who steal things and fuck each other. Do you know what I mean? Like, there would never be any question about, no one would be, and then everyone, the second that she came in and was like, hello, let's work together, he would be like, I know you. And the answer is no.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Anyway, so they take them
into
torture them, basically.
Yeah, she hits them in the nuts and stuff, and, you know, that.
Oh, you mean before they start electrocuting them?
Yeah, well, she takes the little taser and, you know, So,
which, can I ask
yes.
something? I watched this movie,
uh-huh.
and I've seen other movies in which they electrocute you or whatever with a car battery.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What does that feel like?
Oh, well, if you never
I've touched an electric fence before. Is that kind of similar?
Well, I've never touched an electric fence, but I have been electrocuted, and it ain't fucking fun. That's for sure. My God.
No. But what does it feel like? Does it feel like you're being punched? Because that's kind of what it felt like when I was touching the electric fence.
No, I didn't feel like no punch. It felt like a bunch of. It's undescribable. It's like
tingly and like weird, but like if you get caught on an electric fence, like do you just brush against it? It'll feel like you're being kind of like pushed.
Oh no!
Because your body, like, I don't know.
I got electrocuted with a television once, and my God, it sent some juice through my ass.
So that would kill a person, right?
What
the battery can kill a person.
Yeah, you keep it up. Yeah, yeah, you just continue.
But anyway, she chocks his chest and his ding dong. She shocked little the Rock. She shocked Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Rocky.
She rocked Dwayne Johnson with her burp. And then the whole time, this all this stuff that's happening until this midpoint in the movie is just so that they can have a believable connection between Booth.
Right, and they end up in the jungle. It turns
partly.
All of a sudden, it's turned into an Indiana Jones movie. So, I noticed the change in everything.
Yes, because he tells her the egg is in Egypt. She kills, quote unquote, Sotto Voce.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is the what rating does this movie have? Because I think
PG-13.
The reason why we didn't see, I would have liked to have seen more killing.
There's no killing at
There's
all.
No killing. Like, even when those people are trying to run out the door, not even a foot gets smashed.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that I don't need to see bodily violence, but in a movie like this, they try to make the people seem still good by the fact that they haven't done anything, quote unquote, that bad.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
They just have titles. They just have titles, which is supposed to be horrible and stuff like that. So they end up underground thing and find this underground chamber, which, you know, was linked to his father. They both had these father jokes and stuff like that. And so now they're underground and they find this whole chamber in my opinion, the hell with that egg at that point. Take the egg, I'm going to keep all of this shit. All of this I'll keep. You take the egg. I'm fine with that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, they tear up the car. I even say you can get $3 million for the car tomorrow and stuff like that. And I'm like, why would you? The hell with the egg at this point? And they found the egg at the snap of a finger. So that,
they got the egg.
Yeah, that, I would guess that's the
mistake. Yes, that's where the MacGuffin joke is.
Yes. And so now they're doing this chase. And I got anxiety, Tiff, because they're tearing up all this shit in here. And I'm just like, ugh.
Yes, you're like, those antiquities.
I know.
Yeah, but it's all Nazi stuff. So you're
it's not Nazi stuff, right? It's stuff the Nazis have stolen.
Right, so that stuff could be returned or, you know, whatever,
to the
man.
People, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Their homes. Well, the car is Nazi stuff.
Correct. But the car is fine. That, when that gets ruined, no big deal. But the other stuff is like things that they
stolen treasure.
True, obviously,
stolen treasure.
A lot of priceless artifacts.
Shit.
From people.
It hurt my heart watching that stuff getting blown up and stuff.
It did.
Shut up. And, yeah. So,
well,
now
so
we have another chase
in the,
right.
In the car.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is fine. This is not, I don't have a problem. See, no problems. I wasn't sitting here thinking, dear God, is this going to be over?
I like this stuff too.
I just thought, oh, fine. Okay.
Yeah.
You know? So, it's basically now they're all a 3-person team because she shows up, but then they're being chased by the, what's his nuts?
Interpol.
The lady.
Oh, I'm so sorry. The woman from the cop is after them.
Yeah.
So they escape. And then that's when we get our big reveal.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I, throw in some commentary? I watched an interview with Rock prior to watching this where he said he decided to do this movie based on the twist,
the reveal.
So the whole time that I'm watching this, I'm like, what's this big twist that is enough for you to do this movie? And then it was like the most obvious twist.
Really? Not for me. Shit.
Yeah.
I was clueless about it.
I
wasn't trying to figure it out, but you know what I'm saying? I still was like, oh, I didn't see that coming because I thought that they were 3 people on 3 opposite, you know, paths and stuff like that, you know?
I mean, they have no chemistry, so you don't necessarily pick up on it right away because, like, there's none of that, like, the tango scene where you're supposed to think of, like,
it was
two
forgettable.
Eyes.
Yeah, it was totally forgettable, for sure.
And there's like there are no moments, and they had to do these like weird flashbacks to show you that they were together. Were these like flashbacks, and then he says, "I love you." I'm like, yeah, I don't believe that.
Yeah, it would have been better if she kissed him, and she was like, "Oh, this is our secret." So here's where we realize the reason that they call themselves a bishop is because there's two of them, and there's two bishops in a game of chess and lots of pawns. So she's saying that's why we call ourselves the bishop. It could be anyone, but it would have been that's right. It's so stupid that you're like, I didn't get it. So it would have been better if she kissed him. And then so we realized that there was a double cross, but then if he double crossed her and was like, actually Booth and I are like partners.
Not, I agree.
Like, not like, not sexually. I wasn't trying to be like, in which would there'd be nothing wrong with that. But I'm saying like, that he was like, I've realized that like this guy works, I work better with him and I'm a scoundrel. So I'm turning on you now. Right. And he turns the gun on her. That would be such a better twist than to have this very average, obvious twist. So then I would say that the rest of them, so they leave him
but
in
wait
the
a minute,
jungle.
Tiff. Wait a minute. You know, what? Going back to my comment, just as far as like, I didn't see this coming because I didn't, you know, it didn't seem important to me. You know what I'm saying? That any of them was with each other. You know what I'm saying? It just.
Correct.
It just didn't have that
That's
type of
thing.
Vibe at all. And so when it happened, it was like, oh, I didn't see that coming. So I was surprised, but it wasn't any stakes in it at all. You know what I'm saying? So it was just kind of like, okay. Well, so that happened.
But a good twist is not surprising. A good twist is a revelation.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So like when you like look, you don't have to, when a good twist happens, you don't have to have the movie go back and be like, remember this. You remember it and you're like, holy shit, that's why they did that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But they don't, this movie doesn't trust its audience enough to like allow that to happen. So, which is again, fine. You're watching this movie, you're angry about it. But then I will say that they leave him there and he's handcuffed to the tree, right? And then the rest of this movie,
unnecessary.
Right?
It's the I do have to say the one time I laughed out loud is at the wedding.
Yes, I know. I think I know what you're going to say, but go on.
And then Ed Sheeran shows up.
Jesus Christ.
And you're like, what? And I just, because it was such a it's millennial girl or younger sort of thing that the bride like freaks out about. And you're like, who is this movie for? Like, how
is
this?
I just... Which is good because, like, she's like, I love the fact that he gave her the eggs, and she's like, oh my God. And then he's like, and then Ed Sheeran, like, comes out as kind of like right after the eggs, and she's like, she walks by the eggs, and she's like, oh my God.
Yes. Yes.
It's a really nice, that is a very nice joke. It's almost kind of like the movie built up to this one joke.
Boy, but they should really, Ed Sheeran ought to get some acting lessons. God damn, he was terrible over there.
He's like, when he starts fighting people,
it was terrible.
Like, that wasn't necessary. Ugh. Yeah.
I was in Game of Thrones. God damn. Yes. Like, everyone was mad about it.
Yes, exactly.
And they said he was so handsome, and I was like, that dude is not handsome. What the heck is going on? What the heck is going on, Jack?
No.
He's so cute. He's so handsome.
The thing about it is that when someone becomes famous, okay, it isn't like they are handsome so much as that everyone will make someone horny, right? Mm. So when you become famous, just the number of people that you might make horny increases because more people who might find your weird looking ass hot are exposed to you.
So
yes,
your boy escapes. He gets on their boat. I'm thinking it's more movie left. There's no more movie left. They devise a plan, and now they're gonna go steal something as a trio. The end.
See, like that. It's like it's almost like the end of the movie was like, we know that you're sad that they're not friends, so don't worry. We've made them friends, which is fine. But then I think that they're going to the horrifying implication
sequel
is that there will be a second Red Notice.
Not the worst thing I've seen, but it'll be forgettable. I'll forget about this in a heartbeat, that's for sure. That's a shame because you paid all these money for these actors. Yeah, but chemistry wise the Rock and Gail, no. Not at all.
No.
So
I want to point out the fake ass Bond move music that was like during that last scene.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That was on. I was like, you can't play music and trick me into thinking this is like more interesting.
Yeah, it's more deep than it actually is.
Yeah,
yeah. So that's it, man. That's it. That's
forgettable.
Totally, 100%. But I enjoyed it while I was watching it. You know.
Yeah, like I wasn't mad about it. There's things that you have made me watch that I was enraged by. So I can't say, I was just kind of like, I let it wash over me. I was like, here's my bologna sandwich. I'm not going to be upset. I ordered it.
Yeah.
So I have to say that the whole time I was like, you know, what would be good to watch instead of this is Ocean's 11 because it is like, there's like almost a shot, like not shot for shot, but like plot point for plot point better version of it happening in Ocean's 11. But I was like, oh yeah, this would have been a better thing for me to, you know, spend my time doing. So you guys ever want to do that for the Patreon? I'm down for that.
So
but also like watch that instead, people listening.
Yes.
Well, I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is my sensitive co-host, Mr. Tiff. Say goodbye to people. Tiff.
It's been a pleasure as always.
And our guests, say goodbye.
It's been fun hanging out with you guys.
All right. And so until next week, I think we're hitting Ghostbusters next week, man. That should be fun, all hopefully. Right. Until then, we will be
on
Patrol.